Welcome to the Vamos podcast. With me here today is Lasse Lumiaho, head of automotive from Vaisala. Welcome.
Hey, thanks Mia. Nice to be here.
Tell us, what do you do and why do you do what you do?
Well, Vaisala is a measurement instrument and intelligence company for climate action. So we're helping companies and governments as well to improve the climate by measuring it and forecasting what happens in the climate. Then the work that I do is related to the automotive business at Vaisala X-Weather, where we're providing weather data for car companies, mostly for informing drivers about weather conditions, but also providing the data for the car systems. So, for example, providing friction information so that the car knows if the road is slippery or not. So improving then safety, comfort, and efficiency in cars on the roads.
And how did you end up in your position?
Yeah, well, I've personally been at Vaisala for 5 years. I was previously working as a product manager for our road weather forecasting data. And now, since fall, I've been working leading the commercial side of the business for our automotive business. So kind of natural progression from working just with the product to also taking the commercial responsibility.
So where do you see the business heading in the next 5 to 10 years?
So the perhaps biggest thing that Vaisala is, or the automotive at Vaisala X-Weather is looking at, is the self-driving development of cars. So the friction information is an important part of the self-driving systems. So that's maybe the biggest growth opportunity for us that we're looking at. But there are also other things happening in cars. So they're turning into computers. So we talk about these software-defined vehicles. There's more content available in cars. So there's definitely growth on the horizon. It's just a matter of when do these things happen in cars. So it's a big industry with that move slowly, and Vaisala necessarily cannot dictate when self-driving cars will happen. So we'll be there working together with our partners when the time is right to be there with our products and help.
How do you see the timeline from where we are now progressing?
That's a good question. I think the whole 5 years that I've been working in this area, it's the self-driving cars have every year moved 1 year further away. Yeah. So the same forecasts for self-driving systems have been the numbers have stayed same. They have just moved to the future. But actually now you have already actual self-driving cars on the road. So Waymo is driving autonomously in 3 cities in the U.S., Mercedes-Benz has their drive pilot system that's level 3, so officially a self-driving system. And Stellantis also just announced their level 3 system, as well as BMW has a system as well. So there are self-driving cars on the roads. There are just not that many of them yet. So it's still quite, let's say, the early phases of the development. So it will be still many years before we get, let's say, general availability of self-driving features in cars that normal people own.
Do you think that the progression has been slower or faster than you thought?
Probably faster than I thought. I'm a bit of a pessimist when it comes to these sort of things. So
a true Finn.
Yes. It kind of looked like it would never come, but then suddenly now in the last couple of years, it has kind of, Waymo and all these systems that I mentioned have now been announced and some of them on the roads already. So it was faster than I thought.
Okay, and you mentioned Waymo a couple of times and also the progression in US. How about Europe?
The Mercedes Drive Pilot is available in Germany. Ford's Blue Cruise, you can drive in multiple countries in Europe, although I would have to check if it's actually level 2 or level 3. So is it an assisted system or self-driving? But Yeah, there's stuff happening in Europe as well, but there's more regulation here that you would have to tackle compared to the US. So that has slowed down. But I don't think we need to necessarily wait that long to get more of these systems in Europe. So
regulation here, as always.
Yes. Vamos.
What is the most influential megatrend you keep an eye on and why?
Well, I think I already spilled the beans, so it's the self-driving development in automotive for my area is the biggest megatrend that we're looking at. So there's a lot of change happening in the automotive industry, as said. So software-defined vehicles, self-driving, electrification. So those are the main three topics that we work with and that we follow, and that will also affect our business as well.
Okay. What is the most important factor that keeps your business afloat, talking about automotive and Vaisala?
Definitely building products that solve customer problems. So, and of course, you can't just solve problems for a single customer. You have to look at the market as a whole. So being focused on the product market, finding that. So,
what are the, if you would have to like name a few problems that the customers have that you are solving, what would those be?
Well, there's quite timely things are, so the year 26 Euro NCAP protocols were just released like a month ago. So there's one topic is this local hazard. So that contains information for bad weather and slippery roads. So that's providing these warnings to drivers is like one very visible use case. Then the other one is helping cars predict the available range. So electric vehicles don't get as much range in the winter months compared to summer months, or even if you have just hard wind that affects. So that is another use case that we work on. And then third one was this assisted and self-driving system. So providing that friction information for them so that the car knows what are the conditions, and then the systems can adjust the driving behavior so that it's safe and comfortable for the passengers.
The volatility that climate change brings into weather, how do you see that affecting your business?
I think in overall, of course, if you want to improve something, you need to measure it. So that's, of course, when Vaisala is selling measurement devices, that business is an important part of the climate change and mitigating the changes that we see. So that's like a big part. And if you look at weather forecasting, of course, the how you forecast has changed slightly, but I think the scientists working on these models are aware of the change. And then also the short-term forecasting, like for the next couple of hours, it maybe plays a smaller role there than rather than in long-term forecasting if you talk about days or weeks ahead. So I think the scientists and the weather technology industry is like aware of the changes and quite well equipped to handle with it.
You work with a lot of big players. What is the market like for you and what is the competition for you?
Yeah, we work directly with multiple car manufacturers. So for example, Volkswagen Group's vehicles, when they have an infotainment weather application, we are the weather data provider for that. Also, same for Kia Hyundai vehicles. So if you would step into a recent electric vehicle by Kia or Hyundai and open the weather application, you will see the Vaisala logo in there. Then we work also with companies like Robert Bosch on their, or the Bosch Mobility Connected Map Services, and also together with TomTom as well. And overall, Vaisala has customers in more than 150 countries, and we also happen to have some of our sensors deployed to Mars. not something that many companies can claim, but
that's a good reference.
But when it comes to the competition, so there are a lot of weather forecasting or weather data companies in the world. You could call it a commodity to some degree, but then there's a lot of specialization in when it comes to weather data, and we do road weather forecasting, so how many millimeters of water, snow, or ice is on the road surface. And that is then more of a speciality. So there's, let's say, a couple of companies in the world that can do this sort of weather forecasting. And then if you just look at the atmospheric generic weather forecasting, there's dozens of companies that can provide you with that sort of data.
Where do you get your road weather data from then?
Good question. Our road weather data is actually based on a physics simulation of the road surface. So we don't necessarily need to deploy so-called road weather stations to measure the surface of the road, but we actually simulate the road conditions at different road segments. So we cover the whole public road network at the moment in North America, Europe, Japan, Australia, and New Zealand. And how do we get the data? The physics simulation works in short so that we first see from the weather data that how much does the sun heat the road. And from this, we get a fairly accurate prediction of the road surface temperature. From the same atmospheric weather data, we also see how much precipitation there is. So how much water and snow is coming down from the sky. And then we keep reservoirs for water, snow, ice, and different de-icing materials on the road surface. So in simple terms, if it's raining and the road surface temperature is above freezing, we will add water to the water bucket. If the road surface temperature falls below the freezing point and the road is still wet, we start moving water to the ice bucket because it's freezing. And then we also model the winter maintenance activities, so putting salt, plowing, also the amount of traffic, because traffic removes a lot of water, snow, and ice from the road surface. So all this is done as a simulation. So we look at the road in, let's say, 1 kilometer resolution, the whole public road network, and then for every kilometer we estimate or simulate the road conditions, taking into account all of the factors that I just mentioned.
It sounds like there's a lot of back office for the infotainment surface to be good.
Yeah. There's a lot of things happening weather forecasting, and that was just what we do. And then, bigger industry. So there's governments buying weather instruments to measure the atmosphere. And then the next step is to collect all those measurements to do global weather predictions. They're called numeric weather prediction models, where supercomputers calculate a global weather forecast every 6 hours. And like our road weather forecasting teams also gets those measurements, those global weather predictions. And then we do, for the atmospheric part, we do machine learning and AI-based methods to remove some of the latency, because every 6 hours you do this run, and then that is actually based on measurements that are older than the 6 hours. So then every 15 minutes we do it's called nowcasting. So you take into account weather measurements to remove the latency from the data to improve the accuracy. That's how we get the atmospheric data. And then there's still the road weather simulation part. So it's a long value chain.
Learn more at vamosecosystem.fi.